Welcome to Chayil, your daily drop of strength, Torah tools for serenity and joy.
Shalom and welcome to Tuesday's Toolbox, where today, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be discussing the tool of feel the pain. Now, you may or may not have noticed that I seem to have this ongoing relationship with pain. I actually made a vision board this year at one of our community get-togethers here in Yerushalayim, and it just looked somehow all these different bits and pieces of life's complications and pain just seemed to jump out at me. One particular quote I cut out from Batya Bird, who lost her husband, who was a tzaddik, Gershon Bird. And it's worth reading the life story of Gershon Bird, The Secret Life of Gershon Bird, it's called, by Sayachar Rigler, an amazing book. Maybe just the beginning was written by her, but it's an amazing book. Pain is an energy, she writes. When we choose to use this energy to connect back up to Hashem, we sanctify it. Pain is something that we are going to experience when we have a relationship with somebody who's behaving badly, when we have a relationship with somebody who doesn't understand our pain, when we are in a relationship with someone who actually is the cause of a lot of pain, then we're going to experience that pain. So what are we supposed to do? Number one is we have to remember that pain is an energy. It creates momentum. We cannot sit still. When a person is in pain, you're going to find them moving around. So we have to decide which direction are we going to allow this pain to go in. Are we going to shoot it back at that person? They're in pain. That's why they're sending pain over to us. That's why they're creating pain. Are we going to shoot it back at them? Or are we going to do something else with it? Batya Bird's suggestion is use the energy to connect back up to Hashem. Be noise ba'oil im chaveiroi. When we recognize that this person is in pain, and so we carry that person's pain together with our own and turn that up to Hashem, that's a tremendous energy. It has a lot of momentum. That's going to lift up a tefillah. It's going to help us to create a hope. It's going to necessitate a lot of hope because there's so much need over there. Whatever it is that they're doing, whatever it is that they're acting, whatever way it is that they're acting out, whatever kind of pain that they're in, that brings them to their kinds of behavior, we probably know what it is. We probably have had some kind of understanding of whatever their pain is, or we could imagine what their pain may be. And everybody has their own kind of story. Everyone has their own kind of situation, especially somebody who is giving out a lot of pain to other people, certainly. They have a lot of anguish and pain in their own lives. So what we need to do, and this is the Eitzah, this is the tool we're talking about today, is to first of all feel their own pain. Feel the pain of the person. And ask ourselves this question: how much pain do I think a person needs to be in order to behave like that? There's a story of a big Rav who ran a free loan society, a gemach, where he would lend out money. And he would lend all kinds of people. And one time, a man came along and he asked for a sum of money. And the man, the Rav, gave him an envelope with some money. And the man counted the money and he saw that it wasn't what he needed. And he got angry and he slapped the Rav across the face. He said, "You promised me, let's say $10,000, and here's only six." The man's son, the Rav, who ran the Gemach's son, saw this scene take place. He was absolutely horrified. His father, who worked so hard, this is how he was being repaid? He couldn't believe it. But the Rav himself, he said, "I am so sorry. I am so sorry, you're right." And he ran off to go and find another $4,000 in order to be able to lend it to this man. And he came back to the Gemach and he gave it to the man. And the man left satisfied with the money in his hand. And later, as he walked home with his son said to him, I have no understanding of what just took place. Here is a man who you gave him a loan, and he gave you such a slap. He degraded you and he embarrassed you and he treated you so badly, and then you ran off to get him more. What was going on over here? And the Rav answered him. He said, "This man, can you imagine how desperate for money he must have been? And that's why he lost his temper, and that's why he gave me that slap. He was so desperate. He was so in pain. He couldn't control himself. He'd been waiting for this money. And so I understood that he was so desperate, and that's why I went off to get him more money." How desperate must a person be to hit another person? Again, for our own selves, we can never excuse such behavior. Chas v'shalom, that we should ever stoop to such behavior, but we should never be tested to that degree. We should never be put into such situations and suffer the kinds of shame or pain and desperation that this person must have been experiencing. But if we see other people acting so badly, it must be out of deep anguish. It must be out of pain. And so what we must try and do is feel the pain of the other individual. When we feel their pain, we are not going to send more pain back towards them. But we're not going to hold on to anger, frustration, embarrassment, shame at what the other person did to me. I'm going to experience that other person's pain, and I'm going to be able to turn it up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to be able to turn it over to him and say, "I'm in pain and this person is in pain. We are in pain. We need your help, Ribbono Shel Olam. We need you to come through for us." And then the energy of the pain is being turned up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's been used to connect, and that is the purpose of that pain. That is the purpose of that energy, is that new dynamic that's being created. So let's take some moments now to actually try and experience this a little bit. Okay? What I'd like you to do is lie or sit back. Recently, a dear Chayil member shared with me that she's listening to Chayil in the morning eating a breakfast, but when she hears my voice change at the end of Tuesday morning, she starts to relax. And so, dear friend, I'm talking to you. I'm sure that you're beginning to relax now. Please don't chew your carrots while we do this little piece of relaxation here on a Tuesday morning. And in your mind, imagine that you're lying back on a huge sandbag that molds to the contours of your body. And you can really lie back and begin to deeply relax. And breathe in deeply now. Allow your lungs to fill with new fresh air. Hold on to that breath for a couple of moments. And then breathe out of your mouth. Empty the air from your lungs completely. And take another in deep breath. Fill your lungs. Hold that breath for a couple of seconds. And then breathe out from your mouth, emptying your lungs completely. And as you breathe in and out very deeply now, allow your body to become more and more relaxed. And with every breath that you breathe in, your body feels more and more deeply relaxed. And with every breath that you breathe out, you release more and more stress or anxiety. And in your mind now, imagine yourself in a beautiful room. It may be a room that was your room once or is your room today. A room where you are comfortable, confident. A room you enjoy being in. a safe room, a comfortable room, a room that is yours. The room is decorated with things that appeal to your taste in the colors that you've chosen, pictures that you like, furnishings that are comfortable and convenient for you. And you find yourself in this room. Maybe you're lying in the room or sitting comfortably. Maybe you're walking around the room. And you're going to invite into this room in a moment somebody who's in your life who behaves badly, somebody who is in tremendous amount of pain, and maybe they even take this pain out on you. Maybe they behave in ways that cause you a lot of pain. And you're going to invite them into your room, and they're going to listen to you, and you're going to seat them down in a place in your room. And they're going to begin to talk to you about their pain. You're going to listen to them, and you're going to hear what it is that is hurting them. And they're not going to be attacking you, and they're not going to be causing you pain, but they're just going to share with you their experiences and how they feel. So when you're ready, in a couple of moments, invite them into the room, show them where you'd like them to sit, and notice how they're listening to you, they're accepting your invitation into your room, and they sit where you ask them to sit. Now take a minute to listen to them and hear what they have to say and what they're sharing with you. Now this person has finished telling you about the pain and anguish that they feel and experience. And now they sit quietly, content with themselves. Take a minute in your mind to feel the pain and anguish of this person. Feel what they go through. And now that you have felt the pain of this individual, take one last minute and turn the energy of the pain of this person and your pain that you suffer as a result of the actions or words of this person, and turn it to Hashem in a prayer in your mind, a prayer that you don't speak out, but a prayer and a request in your mind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to joining you again, Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow.
We hope you enjoyed Chayil's Daily Drop of Strength. For more information, go to www.chayil.com. That is www.chayil.com.